senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thanks for joining us. It's lovely Monday. Actually, it's getting hot as fuck down here in Florida already.
Yeah, it's not that comfortable, Jesus.
Hot and humid.
Does no one pray about the weather anymore, or is it just about, like, not letting drag queens read To Kill a Mockingbird to people?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess they're really upset about that. They got their priorities.
If there was Jesus, the first thing I'd say is like, hey, asshole, can you make it like 70 down here all the time like it is in California? Then I can take this air conditioner and chop it up into little pieces because we won't need it anymore. Can you help us with climate change?
But then you'll have all those earthquakes from all that butt sex going on
in
California.
True. That's true. That's true.
Join us on the Twitter during the show. You can tweet us if you want to chat with us, or you can. We have a Facebook page that we check occasionally, and and Instagram that we never check.
Do you want to give out your phone number today? Or
sure, 310.
Wait, didn't someone do that during a campaign, a Republican primary?
Trump gave Lindsay's number out. And then Lindsay made a video of him.
That's right.
Hitting the telephone with a golf club. Like he drove the no longer useful phone.
The thing is that happened, and we nearly forgot about it. It's nearly forgotten about because it's not that crazy anymore.
I didn't do the Amazon thing. Hey, buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck.
Nine!
Just helps us out here with some Bezos money.
No, yes. Thank you, Jeff.
I hope you have a great weekend, everybody.
Right.
I hope all you mothers had a good Mother's Day.
That's right.
Everybody had a great day, actually.
Happy Mother's Day, Mother.
And let's see what's going on. The old headline Aronies at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo. I saw this. Shock, it says. Dem staffers hospitalized in baseball bat attack.
I saw that. What do you think this is about?
A person wielding a metal baseball bat.
Aluminum.
Attacked two staffers inside the Virginia office of Representative Jerry Connolly from Virginia today.
Yes.
After asking for him by name, the member of Congress said, both victims were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries while the suspect was taken into custody.
Let me guess. I mean, I know we don't know because I read it, I think, but let's all take the guess mentally. We're all guessing who this person is with the bat, what kind of person they are. We're all guessing.
One Popo also sustained a minor injury and was receiving medical treatment. Oh, that guy's in trouble now. If he
hit a cop.
If he brushed up against a cop accidentally.
Can you get in trouble for beating someone with a baseball bat in this country still? Or
who are you?
Well, that's a good question.
The police. Who is this Connolly person that they're quoting? Oh, the representative.
Yeah.
Said, right now our focus is on ensuring they're receiving the care they need. He praised his staff as the best team in Congress.
Right.
My district office staff make themselves available to constituents and members of the public every day. The thought that someone would take advantage of my staff's accessibility to commit an act of violence is unconscionable and devastating. The suspect was identified as 49-year-old
Xuân Ca Tran Pham.
That's
sounds that Vietnamese. Tran and Pham. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's Vietnamese.
I think. X U A N K H A T R A N P H A M.
Right.
Of Fairfax, Virginia. He was not previously known by Capitol Police.
Jeez, man. Bad.
The Criminal Investigations Division investigated the case and obtained warrants for one count of felony aggravated malicious wounding.
Yes.
And malicious wounding. Apparently, the other one wasn't aggravated.
Right.
Pham was transported to the Fairfax County Adult Detention Center held without bond. At this time, no motive has been determined or that we know of. It's probably been
determined. But this is a Democrat, right? Connolly's a Democrat?
Yes, yes, yes.
See, I just assumed it was a maggot person. That's all. I didn't even know. I was like, oh, some maggot must have done this. I mean, I guess this guy could be.
Oh, yeah, it's probably some pro-life person.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. The show started. I have to start sneezing.
God bless Great. Thanks, you. God. Thank you, Jesus. Don't worry about the humidity. Don't worry about cancer, AIDS. Just
oh,
let's
you
hope.
Know what? I forgot to
oh, right.
The
no,
air
no,
conditioner.
No. Oh, yeah, we got to turn the air conditioner on, guy, because it's fucking climate change. It's expensive, but you don't give a fuck. All you care about is your team winning. And we all know who your team is. Who is God's team? Who is God's team? Notre Dame.
The Notre Dame, yeah.
Who gives a fuck? That's the only thing God cares about is college football. No, it's the only thing.
You just say that because of what our former roommate used to say.
It's God's team.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo, a horrific attack.
Oh,
I know Jerry Connolly now that I see his picture.
Author. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The representative from Virginia.
Right.
Drudge Report.
Yes.
Over to the Drudge Report. Woo. As my computer takes its time thinking about it.
I hate technology today. I had such a problem with it. The people at Gmail, do you think, did you get your shit together maybe? Oh. I wanted to call somebody and say, hey, what's wrong with Google? But who do I call when my Gmail is fucked? Who's in charge of Google?
Well, I don't. Oh.
Dig up Steve Jobs.
Sundar?
Sundar!
Something like that.
Sundar.
Speaking of technology, the headline over at the Drudge Report, new Apple device to replace iPhone?
Nine.
Question mark.
Oh, hey, replace mine right now, though. My iPhone 8 fucking sucks. I can't do anything with it. Please.
Why? What's wrong with your iPhone?
It's just not. It's like.
Do you have too much shit on it?
I do. And it's. I spend all day deleting shit just so I can record my stupid sets at night.
Oh, that's it. You've probably got a lot of old sets on there, so your iPhone's full.
Why can't there be more, put more memory in it? Can someone put more memory in it for me?
Because I don't have any problems with mine, I don't think.
Well, I'm recording a bunch of shit.
I think I have an iPhone 8.
You have an 8. I don't know, what do you have?
I don't know what iPhone
What kind of iPhone is this, Siri? Does it tell me? I can't find that information. You can find that information in settings. No, just tell me what kind of fucking iPhone you are.
Wait, your iPhone? Let me ask Irish Siri.
No, it's an iPhone 8 with no memory.
What model iPhone are you?
What
Siri, you're not.
What model do you want me to be?
What model of iPhone are you?
Do you have any cigarettes?
Okay, well, my Irish Siri doesn't want to do anything.
Buy me a drink first.
Apple's next major product is so good, an expert claims, and we could get a glimpse at it within weeks. It's a headset. It's a VR product.
Oh, hell yes. I want one.
$3,000.
Fuck that. I'm media. You're media. Send two. One for Shelby.
Apple's next media product is mere weeks away from launching, and an early review suggests it will live up to the hype. Palmer Luckey, 30-year-old American entrepreneur and founder of the Oculus VR platform, appears to have tried the device. Luckey, who sold his firm Oculus to Meta for $3 billion.
Holy shit! Why are you
at the age of 21?
God, fuck!
Said the Apple headset is so good.
I bet it is. It's $3,000, dude. Anything you put on your face, it's $3,000. Must be good, right?
Lucky began Oculus when he was 15. He's video game enthusiast and owner of a defense company called Anduril Industries.
Big deal. At 15, I was in show choir. What do you got?
More recently, he devised a headset called Nerve Gear that instantly, quote, destroys the brain of the user when they die in a virtual game.
Ooh, it's stuck on my penis. What? Jeez, what? You really
die? He devised
die?
A headset called Nerve Gear that instantly destroys the brain of the user when they die in a virtual game. Well, that's... What?
Who cares? That's stupid. That happens in... How does that happen?
It probably, zaps you or something.
I don't want to... Just it zaps me? Zap this, motherfucker.
Apple's new headset, which is expected to be called the Reality Pro and released later this year, will probably not be quite so deadly. Publicly, Apple has made no acknowledgement on the upcoming device, but its existence is an open secret within the tech industry.
We are a legit podcast. It's been around since 2012. We talk about electronics often. I don't fucking know why Apple wouldn't send us a couple. I mean, seriously, right? We're podcasters.
They'll get right on that. I'm sure Jeff Cook is livid listening right now.
Jeff,
saying,
get
why
up.
Don't they have, why doesn't crab diving have some prototypes?
Jeff, fax your mega, your support yacht, and ask your slaves to send us a couple of headsets, you fuck.
The headset will start at around $3,000.
You can have the one that sucks.
Which is around the twice as much as some of the priciest smartphones out on the market.
Listen, man, if we're going to live in this capitalistic fuckstorm, and every time there's cool technological advances, it's to the tune of $3,000, then you have to explain to me why we don't just march up into the Hollywood Hills and take everybody's fucking shit.
Well, you need to wait a while on this.
Wait!
After it comes out.
Fuck that. If you're an electronic, if I was in charge, let me tell you what I'd do. I'd fix this thing called the Consumer Price Index.
Are they going to have stuff to put on this, though?
Like games?
Yeah.
It's $3,000. It better come with some other.
That's what I mean.
Games.
Is there going to be stuff to do on this
Where's
fancy?
It's $3,000. Where's the game that sucks me off? I mean, fucking A, man. $3,000?
Last autumn, Meta launched its $1,499 mixed reality.
Oh, that's
reality,
a shitty one.
Meta Quest Pro VR.
It's only $1,500. That's for fuckheads.
Other big sellers in the space are the HTC Vive, owned by a Taiwanese firm.
How much is that?
Samsung Gear VR and Microsoft's mixed reality HoloLens headset. But these are quite bulky devices that target mostly gamers and professionals.
They suck. That's what they're saying. These glasses suck. The ones that are great are $3,000. And then there's the shitty ones for $1,500. I say this isn't fair. You cannot. I want to see the profit on those glasses then, if I'm the president. Show me those $3,000. Show me why this is worth $3,000.
It says people are not rushing out of their seats to buy a VR headset or even watch 360 degree videos right now. So they're hoping that maybe the Apple, whatever the fuck this is, will change that.
If I was, I tell you, that's too much though. Don't you think that's too much? $3,000. What do you think the markup is on? What is the markup on electronics typically? Is it like wine?
It depends.
Like, is it a shitload?
You know, electronics are expensive to make because all these fancy minerals that they have to use.
Well, not the labor.
No, not when you got an 8-year-old putting it together in Malaysia.
How much of that three, if you could show a pie chart of how much that $3,000, what piece of the pie goes to that 8-year-old?
None?
Yeah. But the 8-year-old made it.
No, who cares?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have it otherwise.
They got their 47 cents a day.
$3,000.
And don't forget, wasn't there something recently? Hold on a second. It was child marriage that the. There was another state recently that voted down measure banning. Like marriage under 16.
Somebody voted against it.
And they voted it down.
Yeah.
The Republicans.
That's their thing, though. You're taking away something they love. They love that shit. Republicans, I don't know if you're aware, they love abusing children, a lot of them. Did you know that?
I've heard that.
They love it. Not as much as those priests, but goddamn, these Republicans. They're some creepy fucks, including our representative.
This is the United States Congress. Oh, no, yeah. Washington State. Washington's legislative session ends in a handful of days. But even bills with strong unanimous support are failing to pass out of committee. House Bill 1455 to ban child marriage in Washington is one of them.
We can't pass that? What do you say? Yeah. Mr. Speaker, it's my freedom to marry a child. What's the defense?
And it was in West Virginia where the Republicans blocked it because several of them said, if this law were in effect, I wouldn't be here right now. Seriously.
Oh, right.
Like one of them was like, my mother got married at 15 and had me. I wouldn't be here.
Listen, dumb fuck. Oh, my God. With that mentality, I mean, do you think your mother was fucking happy at 15? Being pawned off to her cousin or whatever the fuck it was? Here's an idea. Joe Biden maybe could pass an executive order. It's called Quit Fucking with Kids to the Republicans.
Ooh, that's a tough sell.
We can't do it. It's an executive order.
Because they like the fake pedos that they call every Democrat and Hillary Clinton and stuff like that. They hate them.
You want to hear something?
But the actual diddlers in their party.
Do you remember this? And I thought, this made me so embarrassed of this community. But there was a, you know how graffiti bridge gets painted over with different causes?
There's a bridge here in Pensacola called Graffiti Bridge. And it, like, once a month, is it, or something like that?
Yeah, people change.
They repaint a local graffiti artist.
There was one there.
Repaint and some really cool shit out there.
Yeah, some cool shit. Often it's political causes. Often they're good political causes, but we live in Florida, so often you drive by and it's like some don't tread on me bullshit.
Kill the babies.
Yeah, but it's always veiled and like life is fucking precious and whatever. But this was about saving the children, but not like real trafficking. It was like the QAnon kind of shit. You know what I mean?
On the mural?
Yeah. It didn't say Q on it, but it had, I mean,
the storm is coming or some shit like that.
It wasn't that, but it was like, you know how the Q people are worried about trafficking and people getting abducted and all that shit?
Yeah.
It was that. Subtle Q nods, I thought. I was like, because you look at that shit, it's like, are they concerned about real kidnapping victims or is this a Q thing? And I'm like, that has to be a Q thing.
Stop the trafficking.
God.
Matt Gaetz is like, what?
Well, no, I can't.
Pardon me?
Matt Gaetz is like, I'm not going to replay my weekend.
So those are your headlines.
Whee!
That's apparently this new headset is the major news that happened. Damn. According to the Drudge Report.
I would let, boy, oh boy, who, that's Oculus, right? Or no,
Apple.
Apple. That'd be great. So you can see, if you have an iPhone, you can see your text when they come in.
Oculus is no more.
Well, I got one.
It's Meta.
Oh, it's Meta. That's right.
It's Meta now.
Meta. That means just everything, right?
Those are your headlines.
A Meta bagel.
This is a good one. This was, this is a shocker.
Shocker.
Kind of. So the House, you know, the lunatics in the House have all these very important committees going, like, what's up with Hunter Biden's laptop?
Sure.
Is Joe Biden a pedophile? Those kind of real important things that the House is working on.
My president likes to sniff hair.
And so this James Comer, this Oversight Committee chairman, was on some of the shows and everything, and he went on Fox. And he got grilled by Ducey.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're claiming, like last week they had this bombshell evidence.
Yes. There's
all the headlines on the right porn sites.
Sure, sure.
The rights porn sites.
Right.
And that They've got him. They've got all these ties. There were charts of these companies and Hunter Biden and Emily Biden. Is that somebody? That's the daughter or something like that?
I've never heard of Emily Biden.
The dog had a line. We've tied the dog to China and all this stuff. And it was all this proof that there's all this money, secret money, flowing somehow into the Bidens and up to the big guy.
That's right.
And they've got a whistleblower. They've got a witness.
Yes. How exciting!
So Comer's been making the rounds, saying we got him. And then when asked for like this actual, evidence, or proof, well. Now he's starting to sound like fucking Mike Lindell.
Right.
Now it turns out.
That's never a good sign.
Now it turns out their big witness is gone.
Is no longer.
So here with.
What happened?
Shockingly.
Well, where the fuck did he go?
A shockingly confrontative interview is Steve Doocy.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. This is Steve Doocy. Listen, jeez. Mr. Comer, how do you have no fucking evidence whatsoever?
We switched Doocy's Prozac with PCP.
So here's Steve Doocy, Fox in the Morning, talking to James Comer about, well, where's the evidence? As soon as this loads.
Yes. Here we go.
I know the Republicans said that the smoking gun were these financial records that you were able to subpoena and got your hands on. They show that some of the president's relatives were paid more than $10 million from foreign sources between 2015 and 2017.
Meanwhile, not illegally. They don't have any evidence that this was illegal.
They just made money.
Like Biden's cousin may have invested in a Chinese firm and made money, or somebody else worked a contractor job for some Chinese firm that made money. They haven't said any of this illegal. They're just saying that they got money from outside sources. We'll remind everyone of the literal $2 billion that Jared got.
Well, wait.
From Saudi Arabia.
Wait.
And the how many patents that Ivanka got from China?
How many patents has Hunter gotten from China since Biden has been president? Name them.
Oh, it's all on his laptop, Ryan.
Oh, yes. It's fucking insane. It's insane. He lost the whistleblower.
So...
You dumb shit!
So here's Doocy with and meanwhile Ainsley and Kilmeade are all sitting on the couch and they're looking very sullen, like they must know what's coming.
I don't understand, but yes.
Between 2015 and 2017, and your party, the Republican investigators say that's proof of influence peddling by Hunter and James. But that's just your suggestion. You don't actually have any facts to that point. You've got some circumstantial evidence.
What?
And the other thing is, of all those names, the one person who didn't profit is there's no evidence that Joe Biden did anything illegally.
This, I know.
What the fuck, Fox?
What happened to Steve Doocy?
I think Steve Doocy's...
I think they don't want to get sued.
I think if you rip Steve Doocy's face off, you would then see the face of Chris Hayes.
Because Hunter is saying now that Hunter's lawyers are like, we're going to go after these motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we're going to sue them for defamation.
Go get them.
Same way Trump got sued for defamation, you cunts.
No.
Comer.
Yes.
I wonder if he can be sued. Probably not, because he's a congressman. But in his official capacity,
why not?
You can sue the government.
Excuse me, why can't you? Just because you're at your job doesn't
they get that immunity, man? That qualified immunity and
they
shit.
Get that they defame
well, more,
someone,
yeah,
are you
more,
kidding me?
More.
That is such bullshit.
And said Joe Biden did anything illegally.
Well, if you look at the laptop and the emails between the president's son and his associates, they went to great lengths to hide Joe's involvement.
In other words, nothing was ever said about Joe being involved in everything.
They
obviously they went to great lengths.
You fat
fascist you. Oh, my God. The fascism runs strong in this fuck.
And what proof? What proof do you have that they went to great lengths?
They went to... You can't even see it.
Or was it just not there? Right.
No. There's so much three-dimensional chess, you can't even see
the fucking
matrix.
They're so good at hiding it that there's absolutely no evidence.
There's nothing. Meanwhile, hey, asshole, if there actually is a whistleblower, I guarantee you, you can find somebody on this planet that can find that motherfucker and bring him
to you. And his associates. They went to great lengths to hide Joe's involvement. They even gave him nicknames. They called him the Celtic and the big guy. But make no mistake, Joe Biden was involved. All these countries that the Bidens were receiving money from were countries that Joe Biden was actively visiting in.
He was vice president.
Yes, yes.
He visited a lot of countries.
Let's talk about what other people... Listen, you fuck. What about Rudy Giuliani visiting countries? What about that? You want to talk about that?
Many of these countries were receiving foreign aid that Joe Biden volunteered with the Obama administration to be in charge of. We look now at the Biden presidency. Many of the decisions he's made with respect to China that I would argue put China first and America last would leave most Americans scratching their head. Why would any president do this? So we know that the complexity of the way the Biden set these shell companies up were made to try to disguise not only the money they were receiving, but also Joe's involvement. So we're at the very beginning stages of this. But in talking with the informants that we have, some of the former Biden associates that nobody's heard from yet, we know that Joe Biden was actively involved, and we're still looking for more bank records that we believe will implicate Joe Biden's active participation in this at the end of the day.
We're still looking for bankrupt records that we believe
you
will
liar.
Implicate.
Where's the whistleblower, bitch? Where's the whistleblower? Right? Where is it?
Right.
And this is like, this is extremely rich, right? He's like, it's Joe Biden. Joe Biden, he said Joe Biden, when he was vice president, was working with the Obama administration. He is in the Obama administration, you
other,
fucking cunt.
Went to other countries and
he's
was
in
talking
the administration.
And was talking about aid to those other countries.
They're making it sound...
Yeah, that's kind of what the vice president does.
Let me understand. Am I to understand correctly? The vice president is in the administration of which he is the vice president.
Allegedly.
Is that true?
I guess, yeah.
Then what's he screaming about? Obama. Biden was working with the Obama administration. He was in the Obama administration. It's impossible. This guy sucks.
Here we go.
Committee Chair James Comer. Congressman Comer, great to have you as always. Look, your big day is tomorrow. All eyes on that press conference. Can you give us a little hint as to what you're going to tell us?
Yeah, we're going to present the American people with the facts about what the Biden family has been doing. So tomorrow is going to be Judgment Day, and it'll be very interesting to see what Jean-Pierre and the little Ian Sams has to say when they're presented with evidence.
Where is that informant today? Where are these whistleblowers?
Well, unfortunately, we can't track down the informant.
So the previous video was him like the day before this big press conference they had where they had nothing. And now here's Maria Bartiromo. We know what a great journalist she is.
Yes, yes.
Actually asking, well, where is this whistleblower?
Right.
And now they can't find their whistleblower.
Evidence.
Where is that informant today? Where are these whistleblowers?
Well, unfortunately, we can't track down the informant. We're hopeful that the informant is still there. The whistleblower knows the informant. The whistleblower is very credible.
Hold on a second, Congressman. Did you just say that the whistleblower or the informant is now missing?
Well, we're hopeful.
See, now listen to what asshole is trying to say, Maria Bartiromo. She's trying to spin it like,
right.
Obviously, the Bidens hired Hillary to move in there and kill him.
Oh, yeah. Bill Clinton is burying this person in a swath of property in Arkansas right now.
I mean, you know exactly what Bartiromo, that stupid asshole, former journalist, is hinting at. Wait, are you saying they're missing?
This guy can't find a whistleblower, which means the whistleblower never existed.
And he even seems to take a pause because he knows he can't. He can't right. come out and say, yeah, I think Biden had him killed.
But guys, if
right.
Let's just think about the reality. Let's say that's true. Let's say he's not lying. You can't find the whistleblower. Oh, my God. The whistleblower's in the wind. We can't find him. He would be moving heaven and earth to find that person, right? I mean.
If they existed.
Yes.
Just say that the whistleblower or the informant is now missing.
Well, we're hopeful that we can find the informant. Now, remember, these informants are kind of in the spy business. So they don't make a habit of being seen a lot or being...
These informants are in the spy business, so, you know, it's hard to see them. You could be standing right next to them, and you couldn't tell because they have invisibility like those Trump planes.
What is going on with this fucking guy?
How embarrassing for Republicans.
Please.
I mean, to just have this as your leadership. This is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee.
Well, it sounds
How
like we need some fucking oversight in this bitch because we need Anonymous to hack into that fucking guy's emails and see what's up with this shit because there's something going on. This is more than this dude saying, oh, I lied about a whistleblower. Why take it this far then? Why go all the way up to this moment, but then no, you have nothing, right?
And then Charlie Kirk tweeted, really chilling clip. James Comer, chair of House Oversight, says 9 of the 10 whistleblowers they've identified are missing. Dun, dun, dun.
Right. Hunter Biden has them in a trunk somewhere. I don't know.
That we can find the informant. Now, remember, these informants are kind of in the spy business. So they don't make a habit of being seen a lot or being high profile or anything like that. 9 of the 10 people that we've identified that have very good knowledge with respect to the Bidens, they're one of three things, Maria. They're either currently in court, they're currently in jail, or they're currently missing.
Unreal.
It is. The drama is so huge here. I mean, where is the whistleblower? You mean the whistleblower? What do you think? Did the whistleblower never exist? Is that correct?
Well, this is how they're going to cover it. They've got nothing. So now they're going to say, well, obviously Biden had all of our people killed.
You know, and that's perfect.
And they're going to have no proof of that.
But that's a perfect plan for those guys. I got to say, that will probably work with some of them.
Oh, for their stupid base.
They'll
love it. Oh, yeah. You know they had him killed.
Biden smelled their hair.
Biden has more bodies than the Clintons.
He's being replaced with a clone. Jeez.
It's just really embarrassing to be an American in these days right now when you see clips like this. That these are the caliber of humanity that is representing people in Congress.
But why is he lying? Why is he?
Because he's a Republican.
But why, though?
Fascist,
what is the
scum.
Whole point of this? It's just a weird thing to take so far when you don't have an eye. Maybe he had a whistleblower, and then the whistleblower was like, you know what? What I have is bullshit, or did he never have a whistleblower?
They're right.
Is that what you
think?
And
it's all people they talked to that were like, well, yeah, I know they were getting some money from some companies in China, but you know, I don't know, haven't any proof of it or anything. You know, that's all that it is.
Is there a Gordon Liddy type at the bottom of this going like bullshitting somebody about a contact and that's what happened and they don't have shit?
I would hope so.
I want to know. This is weird. Whatever. There's plenty of other weird Republican shit to look into. They always lie. Yeah, it's like
bottomless pit. Yeah,
it is. This is crazy. Literally, this guy said, holy shit, the evidence is coming. Then it came time and there's no evidence.
Right. Very Mike Lindellian.
Where is it? But I don't understand. Where's the contingency plan? What was the purpose then? Just to get all the way to this point and then look stupid?
Well, but Ryan.
Yes.
Also in the headlines today. Finally, the storm has come. And John Durham, who the Republicans have been rubbing their genitals to for three years now or something.
That's right, Pat. They love this guy.
He was going to get them all. John Durham was a bulldog special prosecutor that was appointed that was going to find out all the FBI misconduct, prove that Obama used suckers to climb the walls of the outside walls of the Trump Tower to listen in and spy on Trump during the campaign. They had everything. Durham was going to get everything.
Yes.
Durham got two people.
Yes.
Charged them with tiny little crimes of filling out forms incorrectly.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
And both were acquitted.
How much money did
John Durham's today ended his 4-year investigation with nothing.
Wow. Hey, everybody, give it up for James Durham, Jim Durham, everybody.
John Durham.
Whatever the fuck. Clap for that fucking guy. How much money did he spend looking into all this shit? How much money?
And Trump, don't forget, said he's going to find proof of the crime of the century.
Well, geez, the man baby was inaccurate there. He wasn't accurate.
Right.
Inaccurate prediction.
Maybe he meant Jack Smith is going to find the crime of the
whatever
century.
Whatever he meant is he was filling his diaper and staring into space and thinking about raping.
Special prosecutor ended his 4-year investigation into possible FBI misconduct in its probe of ties between Russia and Donald Trump's campaign. Remember, his job only was to prove that, I don't know, Mueller was lying and that the FBI was being used politically to go after Trump. Not the fact that there was Russian jizz stains covering Mar-a-Lago like a snow globe.
But listen, no, it's not like, what I've never understood about this, Mueller is a... Well, was or whatever. He's a Republican, right?
Yeah, FBI.
He's a cop. These are all cops. They're not like something happened during the Trump administration where I don't know what the purpose of it is, but they wanted to make everybody think the FBI, they were a bunch of fucking hippies and leftists.
Right.
That's not true. That's not true. They are still cops. I don't know why that spin happens.
Because they're going after Trump.
Well, Donald, I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to be president, the FBI is going to fuck with you because you do crimes.
So he filed a like 300-page report that is quite the Festivus. It's not, he didn't decide that.
You said there was nothing.
No, there's no crimes. But he screams and yells about...
For 300 fucking pages?
About serious missteps.
Gosh.
By the FBI.
This guy.
He's claiming he criticized the FBI for opening a full-fledged investigation based on raw, unanalyzed, and uncorroborated intelligence.
Is he trying to pass the buck to someone else for finding nothing and wasting time? Yeah,
100%.
I want a dollar amount. Durham, how much did you spend? You must know. You must have an idea. How many expenses to the fucking Golden Corral did you fucking pun off on the American taxpayers? How much?
So the report represents the long-awaited culmination of an investigation that Trump and allies have claimed would expose massive wrongdoing by law enforcement and intelligence officials. Instead, Durham's investigation delivered underwhelming results with prosecutors securing a guilty plea from, I guess they did get one guy to plead guilty to something low, from a little known FBI employee, but losing the only two criminal cases they took to trial.
They lost 100% losing one tiny little crime.
The roughly 300-page report catalogs what Durham says were a series of missteps by the FBI and Justice Department as investigators undertook a politically explosive probe in the heat of the 2016 election into whether the Trump campaign was colluding with Russia to tip the outcome. He criticized, I read that already, blah, blah, blah.
Does he comment on the fact that there was evidence that Trump worked with Russia? In the report?
The report says investigators repeatedly relied on confirmation bias, ignoring or rationalizing away evidence that undercut their premise of a Trump-Russia conspiracy as they pushed the probe forward.
God, you know what? That sounds like gaslighting to me. That sounds like a little bit of gaslighting, doesn't it? I tell you what, this whole show is about Republicans fucking lying that James Comer didn't have shit. This guy, Durham, how many years?
Four.
With nothing to show but a 300-page Festivus report. What a sad fuck.
Again, the FBI's failure to critically analyze information that ran counter to the narrative of a Trump-Russia collusive relationship exhibited through Crossfire Hurricane is extremely troublesome.
Where's the evidence of that?
Exactly.
You're just writing about it. Like you're well, right.
Rudy probably said, hey, there's nothing going on here. And he's like, well, why didn't you analyze that?
Yeah, listen, I think the FBI should maybe look into Rudy, too. I mean, he's got a lot of issues. He's got a lot
the
of fucking
impact
issues.
Of Durham's report,
yes,
though harshly critical of the FBI, is likely blunted by Durham's spotty prosecution record and by the fact that many of the 7-year-old episodes it cites were already examined in depth by the Justice Department's Inspector General. So the FBI has also long since announced dozens of corrective actions. Still, Durham's findings are likely to amplify scrutiny of the FBI at a time when Trump is again seeking the White House and offer fresh fodder for congressional Republicans who've launched their own investigation of the alleged weaponization of the FBI and the Justice Department.
It's, I don't know. 4 years. What? So is he done? Does he clean out his office? And James, what's his name? I forget his fucking name.
Durham?
Durham. Where does he go?
John Durham?
John Durham. Where does he go? Him and James Comer, do they hang out together with all the other Republican liars about their bullshit? It's all this whole show's about. These fucking GOP bitches lying. You're lying. That's not very Jesus-like, you fucks. What about that?
The Durham was appointed in 2019 by Billy Barr, Attorney General, soon after Special Counsel Robert Mueller completed his investigation. The Mueller investigation resulted in, by the way, 36 criminal charges, including convictions of 7 Trump associates, concluded that Russia intervened on Trump's campaign behalf and the campaign welcomed the help. The Mueller team did not find they actually conspired to sway the election, creating an opening for critics of the probe, including Barr himself, to complain that it was launched without a proper basis.
Let me tell you something. If there's any complaints I have about that probe, it wasn't fucking aggressive enough.
Well, he was gelded. What could he do? He wasn't...
Shit, I know. He was gelded to the point where he turned in a report. And then that the Hamburglar, you remember that guy, our Attorney General, Bill Barr?
Yeah.
The big weird face and the big googly eyes. He wrote a bullshit summary and read it to the American people. After...
Right, and then Mueller wrote an open letter that said, what you said is bullshit.
Yeah. Congratulations, Durham. You're another person. You're just a shitty part of our fucking bitch-ass fraudulent lie history or whatever. Go away.
The original Russia investigation was opened in July 2016 after the FBI learned from an Australian diplomat that a Trump campaign associate named George Poopy Doopy
Papadopoulos
had claimed to know of, quote, dirt that the Russians had on Hillary Clinton in the form of hacked emails. But revelations over the following months laid bare flaws within the investigation, including errors and omissions in Justice Department applications to eavesdrop on former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Remember him?
Yes, yes, yes.
As well as the reliance by the FBI on a dossier of uncorroborated or discredited information compiled by a British ex-spy, Christopher Steele.
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing you were... What is the KGB now? The Russian intelligence, whatever the fuck. What are they called? The secret Russian people service?
The FSB.
The FSB. The FSB sees Trump get elected. Boy, oh boy. They're polishing their nipples. They have the biggest office party. Like, guys, these next 4 years, it's going to be the easiest spying you ever did in your life. Because all you have to do is tell these folks you have dirt on Hillary Clinton, and they will give you anything.
Oh, yeah. Don Jr. had a meeting.
They will have
that
a meeting
Russian
with
woman,
you.
Remember?
You don't even have to just say you have shit on Hillary, and that's all. We're all, listen, while Trump's president, the FSB, we're all working remotely. Nobody has to come into the office. It's going to be easy as fuck, guys. You're going to love this.
Durham's mandate was to scrutinize government decisions and identify possible misconduct in the early days of the Trump-Russia probe. His appointment was cheered by Trump, who in a 2019 interview with Fox said Durham is supposed to be the smartest and the best.
The best!
Trump and his supporters hoped it would expose the deep state conspiracy within the top echelons of the FBI and other agencies to derail Trump's presidency and candidacy. Durham and his team cast a broad net, interviewing top officials at FBI, Justice, CIA. In the first year on the job, he traveled with Barr to Italy to meet with government officials as Trump himself asked the Australian Prime Minister and other leaders to help with the probe. Weeks before his December 2020 resignation as Attorney General, Barr appointed Durham as a Justice Department special counsel to ensure that he would continue his work even through a Democratic administration.
Well, that looked like a waste of time, didn't it? And a waste of money. I have a question. I'm just curious. I don't remember this in any kind of civics class, but does the reputable people in our government, do they like ring up other governments and say, "Hey, could your agents look into some shit?"
Or just tell everybody you're looking into it. Remember, that's all he wanted from Zelensky.
But he wanted. Are you saying he wanted the Italians to help investigate Hillary or something?
Oh, sure. And
that's not ethical, is it?
Rudy went to Italy.
Well, Rudy.
And Rudy went to Ukraine.
Well, let me tell you something. Rudy's ethics are questionable and very gassy.
The slow pace of Durham's probe irked Trump, who berated Barr before he left office about the whereabouts of a report. Where's my report? He thought Durham would be done in a week.
Why didn't Bill Barr just hand Trump an index card with something that said, like, Hillary Clinton's dirty as hell, and
By the end of the Trump administration, only one criminal case had been brought, while the abrupt departure of Durham's top deputy in the final months of Trump's tenure raised questions about whether the team was in sync. Despite expectations that Durham might charge senior government officials, his team produced nothing.
My God.
Only three prosecutions of low-level officials.
Yes.
One former FBI lawyer pleaded guilty to altering an email.
Oh, my God.
Two other defendants, a lawyer for the Clinton campaign and a Russian-American think tank analyst, both were acquitted on charges of lying to the FBI. So,
right.
Not guilty.
So, based on, there was that one person that was busted for the email alteration. So, we can say that the 4 years of this guy's full-time
millions and millions of dollars is well
Did
worth.
Did he have a staff?
Oh, fuck yeah.
But wait, this guy, we should be fucking losing our shit over this. This guy worked for 4 years.
Yeah.
Full-time at staff. He had a full-time position. What did he produce? I'm just saying, all these fucking maggots want their government ran like a business.
Yeah.
You work for a business for 4 years and you don't do anything. I mean, the guy basically had a job for 4 years and had to produce nothing. And he seems like a winner to me. He comes out a winner, doesn't he? He made money doing nothing.
So meanwhile, the Justice Department Inspector General had an investigation before this even and didn't get the results Trump wanted. So there may have been some fucked up forms and filled out and stuff like that. Some people may have cut corners to get some subpoenas. If they're guilty, they're guilty, but they weren't. So the inspector general said, well, you know, but the evidence that was given was still enough and caused enough alarm to open the investigation.
It's
that the
crazy.
Investigation into Trump and Russia should have been opened.
Yes.
Durham, in his toilet paper that he put out today, which is what it's worth, said, it should never have been started, is my humble opinion. That means nothing. There's nothing behind it. There's no criminal.
Yes.
There's no criminal charges. It's him, Festivus, saying, look, I didn't find anything and nobody got convicted, but I really don't think it should have happened anyway. Man.
You're saying the whole thing shouldn't have happened? Well, that's a fuck of a thing to say after you spent 4 fucking years.
No, he's saying that the FBI should never investigate Trump.
Oh, yes, in the first place. Oh, okay. Well, here we are in this loop then.
Which means nothing.
I hate this gaslighting. That guy's saying confirmation bias.
I mean, come on, buddy.
Well, you're not even, they don't even care about confirmation bias. This is straight up bullshit. Right? They're just lying.
Yeah.
Why did they, this is what they thought. We're going to let this guy Durham, this fuckstick, investigate for 4 years and maybe he'll come up with something. Maybe he won't. Who cares?
Yeah, a whole lot of nothing out of the 4 year John Durham report.
You know, it's like I keep waiting on something to happen that they've predicted, and I mean the conservatives. Something like they Jesus is coming, the world's gonna end. Here comes the what did Rudy say about Dominion? He's like, oh no, that's Lindell, the
Mike Lindell.
Yeah, the proof is coming. Whatever the
fuck. We're still waiting on it. Yeah,
everything's coming. It's happening.
Well, Arpaio still has proof that Obama's birth certificate's fake.
Right. Well, there's a crease in it,
and he just for some reason nobody will look at it. Which is not true. I mean, if there was actual evidence, every right-wing website would be like, give it to us. We'll prove Obama was born in Kenya.
If you, in fact, proved Obama was born in Kenya and he is, I guess, posthumously removed as president, I don't know how that works, then you could say his vice president was bullshit, so Joe Biden shouldn't be president anymore, ergo Trump is president. Is that how we do it? What? It seems to me what's going on at Mar-a-Lago, there's a lot of drugs. There's a lot of people with Trump with their last name. They get fucked up during the day, high on good coffee. They're fucked up, and they just have these crazy ideas.
Mike Lindell, meanwhile.
Fever swamp.
You'll recall that an independent arbitrator awarded $5 million to... the guy who proved his evidence was bullshit.
I forgot all about that.
Mike Lindell was like, I'll give $5 million to anyone that proves my evidence is bullshit.
Pay up,
pillow. This guy was like, here you go. Here's the proof your evidence is bullshit. I'll take my money. And
pay up, you pillow fuck.
And of course, Mike Lindell doesn't want to pay.
Well, of course not. But dude, you made the thing.
Everyone heard about the $5 million fiasco. They're challenging the evidence or some of the evidence that I have. And we're taking that. Met with the lawyers yesterday. We're taking that to court. So that's a report on that.
Spending more money, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on lawyers, and you're going to lose. And then you're going to have to pay the fees for this guy, for his lawyers.
Well, my thought about this is, does this even matter? We're talking about $5 million. He's about...
But there's more.
Oh, okay.
this is... he was at Trump's hate rally over the weekend.
Nine!
And here's an interview where he's got some interesting news for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk real quickly about what you talked about, the crime. And when can we expect that?
Okay, this is real important. You can go to electioncrimebureau.com. The Election Crime Bureau I formed about a month and a half ago now. And within 2 weeks, that's why I say we're getting together now.
Let's talk real
quick. Oh, wait. Oh, it's within 2 weeks.
What is the Election Crime Bureau? Do they have uniforms and stuff? Are they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Are they cops? Is this a secret task force of pillow people?
And don't forget, he's got the upcoming Election Crime Summit in August.
Oh, my God.
In August? Yes.
What about a symposium?
A symposium. But here's the bombshell.
Okay. What we're doing with Frank's speech within the next couple weeks... it could be for 2 to 4 weeks, we're offering a stock to the public.
What? Stock?
He's offering stock to the public in Frank TV because he needs money.
Oh, I see. Wait, how does that work?
I don't know how that works. You can't just I don't think you could just decide to list yourself. Okay. I mean, you have to have an IPO and stuff.
Well, I don't know if Shelby checked to see if we have one.
It sounds like a scam to me.
We should have discussed this before I make the announcement, but if anybody wants to buy stock in our podcast, how much are the shares? $69?
Sure.
It could be for 2 to 4 weeks. We're offering stock to the public. This is going to be amazing. We're offering stock to the public. I want every person out there to have a little piece of the pie for our voice for this country. I've been, with the money that I use to save this country that I've been out spending, I've spent over $40 million.
So he's basically admitting here that I'm broke as fuck from all of this ridiculous money I've spent. So I'm going to now offer timeshares or whatever, some ridiculous scam, some Ponzi scheme, I'm sure, in Lindell TV.
Isn't he admitting to furthering, like, his election fraud bullshit by saying, I've spent $40 million on this? Is that weird?
And it's going to be five more when this guy wins his court case.
Hey,
this
Mike,
other guy.
I hope you told your family that number before you just blurted it out on air, because somebody related to you might have had a heart attack.
But don't worry.
Yes.
He reassures us.
I've spent over $40 million.
Unbelievable. Hang on a second. He's spent over $40
million. $40 million I've spent in I need help. You know, we need help, but we need help making a voice bigger. And we need help, the money that we've, and you'll see this when this happens. I can't tell the details. The lawyer said, I will only let you tell this much. You know?
The SEC.
I want every person out there to have a little piece of the pie.
How much are shares?
He says, I swear this isn't a con job.
You're a podcast. Okay. Shit, man. Well, I'm sorry. This is Lindell. I almost called him Rudy.
$40 million.
How much? So he's making a public offering of Frank Speech TV.
But he can't put out the detail. You can't do an IPO. You can't.
Why?
There's
his company
regulations and everything.
Well, he doesn't.
You can't just
it.
List on some stock exchange.
He doesn't care. He's just saying he's doing this then.
So
this is bullshit.
I guess. I don't know.
Does Frank, don't you have to show that your company makes a fuck ton of money to do that?
Well, yeah.
I don't even know how it works, but I assume, like, he has a podcast. Like, who wants to buy stock in this podcast? How do you make money off stock from Frank Speech TV? How does that make money? Like, why are they selling stock for that company?
Well, it's not making money.
What would it do?
That's what I don't get. He's just trying to raise money.
How do you sell stock in something that's fucking worthless? I guess I'm confused. I guess that's kind of, I don't know.
From today's well file.
Oh, okay.
Well. The U.S. Virgin Islands,
that country,
has issued a subpoena.
Subpoena
to Elon Musk.
Damn.
Seeking documents for that government's lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase over sex trafficking by the bank's late longtime customer Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, weird. Why would they want Elon's info?
The filing said the Virgin Islands has tried unsuccessfully to serve Musk with the subpoena, which was issued on April 28th, because of suspicion that Epstein may have referred or attempted to refer Musk as a client to J.P. Morgan. I don't know what that has to do with.
Oh, yeah. No. Let me explain. See, Epstein's hanging out with Elon, and they're trafficking people together. They're having sex with people against their will, and Elon's like, "Oh, I need another bank," and he's like, "Let me introduce you to my friend at Chase at J.P. Morgan." Is that what happened?
The Virgin Islands is suing J.P. Morgan Chase for allegedly enabling and benefiting from Epstein's trafficking of young women to his private island in the Virgin Islands.
Right.
J.P. Morgan denies the government's claims, which are mirrored in a separate pending civil lawsuit in Manhattan federal court by a woman who says Epstein sexually abused her. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon is due to be deposed for both lawsuits.
Is there anyone that can help the Virgin Islands here? Because what I'm hearing is they can't serve somebody papers that's in the news all the fucking time. Can someone, they can't serve Elon? That's the problem?
Well, they're also having problems. It was revealed they'd issued a similar subpoena for documents to Google co-founder Larry Page, and they're likewise having difficulty locating him to serve papers.
Hey, if anybody from the Virgin Isles is listening, I know this guy that does serves, he's a like fucking subpoenas and stuff like that. He's got all kinds of stories about finding people. He's like, he's, you know what he said the best day to serve people is? Christmas. Because everybody's always at home.
The U.S. Virgin Islands said, upon information and belief, Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla, Inc., among other companies, is a high net worth individual who Epstein may have referred or attempted to refer to J.P. Morgan.
Yeah, my pedophile buddy needs a bank. Can you help him?
Hmm.
You can't. I'm sorry. I can help you find Elon Musk. Just Google, where is Elon Musk today? I'm sure it's somewhere. Jesus.
Who has this? Is this New York Times?
I don't understand these cops that can't find people. It's the fucking internet, man. Look up where the fuck this famous guy is. It's Elon.
New York Times reached out to Tesla for comment. The company strongly denied the claim, saying it's incorrect to say that Epstein ever advised Elon on anything.
But, right.
Epstein had predicted that everyone at Tesla would deny talking to him or being his friend, according to an article about there was an interview he gave.
Yeah. Jeez. But the Virgin Isles can't find Elon Musk.
Well, it's probably hard to, you know, to track down a billionaire.
Fucking you. What is the Virgin Isles? Let me understand this. It's part of our country, correct?
There was, you know, the guy, David Miscavige, the leader of the Church of Scientology. They finally got him after months and months and months of him trying to dodge being served with papers for a lawsuit. I read recently they finally caught him.
If I set the timer for 15 minutes and I told you, find me where Elon Musk is right now, and you can have an internet connection to do that with, would you be able to find him?
Probably the city he's in.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's Elon Musk when he drives around and shit.
Right.
You must know where he is.
How?
Go on social media, look for his friends that he hangs out with. Or something, and
right, they posted to Instagram hours after it happened.
I was thinking about getting the DMV records of people or something, so you could track them down. I mean, God, I thought I don't know. I guess it's I got to watch all these movies.
I mean, you're not getting anywhere near his house. You're not getting anywhere near his office.
I'm the cops, man. We're talking about
the cops. These are
the British Islands cops.
These are process servers. They're not police.
Well, tell you what. Can't find Elon Musk, then who the fuck can you find?
So interesting.
Yeah, that is. Well, it's not. Is it shocking? Is it interesting and shocking or just interesting?
That Elon might have been buds with Epstein? Not shocking in the tiniest.
No.
Littlest, weeest
Elon,
bit.
Elon, Jeffrey Epstein, Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew.
what a group. Running around in the woods, running around in burning forest, molesting, trafficking. Making cars where the steering wheel comes off. What the fuck? Fuck that guy.
Here's someone we haven't heard from in a long time.
Ooh.
A former Trump administration official who vanished after leaving his office.
Spicy.
Got out a little early, I think, realized that there was a lot of obvious criminal stuff going on.
Right.
And this guy has a long history of secret, quiet criminal stuff. So he's like, I'm getting out of here. This ship's going down.
Gosh, who is it?
And now this person is apparently teasing, hinting,
yes,
coquettishly flashing a nipple,
ew,
to running for president in 2024 against Trump.
Who the fuck is this?
Let me play a clip.
Scandalous.
The third agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. Oh, I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Oops.
We're going to have to rethink I mean, we might have to do extra episodes if we're going to have a primary that includes
Rick Perry,
former Dancing with the Stars contestant.
Yes, right? Former governor of Texas, and he was Trump's energy secretary for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and there were some issues there. He did some shit in Ukraine. It was pretty fucked up, right? He was at the highest level Trump administration. They sent to Zelensky's, what do you call it?
House?
No. Well, when he was inauguration. Yeah, he was the highest level person. Yeah. And then when he was over there, of course, that fuck Rick Perry tried to peddle off some energy business, right, for his buddy.
Yeah,
had
there
a
was
natural
yeah.
gas pipeline or some bullshit. It's like these Republicans. He went over there and created his own thing, right? That was the weird thing. Rick Perry wasn't attached to the weird Ukraine call.
No,
he
yeah.
just went over there because there was no
He's
one
not
left.
That stupid.
But there was no one left to send. Let's send Rick Perry. He won't fuck anything up. Oh. But
the
he did.
Rick, former Energy Secretary Rick Perry yesterday teased a possible 2024 presidential run while declining to support Trump's campaign, becoming the latest one-time Trump appointee to distance himself from the former president's third White House bid.
Damn!
This is CNN. Perry, who unsuccessfully sought the 2012 and 2016 GOP presidential nominations, told... I forgot he was in 2016.
Oh,
also,
yes.
Told CNN's Jim Acosta in an interview that he hasn't written off the idea of running.
This is...
But said there's a lot of time before a decision will need to be made.
Wait a second. Now, we can't do Rick Perry's voice like George Bush.
Well,
but
yeah,
how is but Rick Perry? It's tough. He's like, he's got a bigger, fatter head.
When asked if he believes Trump should be the Republican nominee next year, the former Texas governor said, "I'm still trying to sort that out for myself."
Oh, yes. I'm live from N-word camp, N-word head camp, making an announcement that says nothing. You're running for president, but you can't denounce Donald Trump. These Republicans are such fucking pussies.
Quote, "He may get to hear me call him names again," Perry added, alluding to previous clashes between the two men in the 2016 primaries. If you'll recall, I didn't announce for president in 2011 until August, so we've got a lot of time left.
You know, normal politicians, not that anything about any of this has been normal for a long ass time, but a normal politician running for president would say, well, my opponent was just civilly responsible to the tune of $5 million for raping someone in a dressing room. Do you want that rapist as your fucking president? Why didn't he say that? I would say that if you're running against him, right? Would you say that? It's a layup. The other guy's a rapist.
Perry resigned in 2019. amid scrutiny over his role in the administration's dealings with Ukraine.
Yes, no.
He was again embroiled in a Trump-related scandal when members of the House Select Committee investigating January 6th identified Perry as the author of a text message sent to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on the day after the election,
yes,
pushing, all caps, an aggressive strategy.
Oh, that sounds... God, is this... You know... He's such a dumb fuck.
For the three state legislatures to ignore the will of their voters to deliver their state's electors for Trump. So he was like trying to get them to put these fake electors.
Sometimes I feel like with these nasty Texas people, can't you just stay in your little McMansions with your AC and just stay home and stay within the confines of your fucking estate?
Other texts between Perry and Meadows discussing how to overturn the election, signed by the former governor, also found the light of day during the investigation. In his CNN interview on Sunday, he denied sending those text messages to Meadows, said it's misinformation, even though they have them.
Wait.
He did not respond when asked by Acosta if he agreed with the strategy to form alternate slates of 2020 electors. He said, "I got called on the text a couple of times. Number one, it's not my style of speak or texting, so to speak."
Right.
"So again, there's a lot of misinformation out there, Jim, and that was one piece of it. So I can assure you that didn't come from me."
Oh, yeah. Well, who did the text fairy grab your phone in the middle of the night? I mean, that's the case. Someone, Rick, someone snuck in the middle of the night or whatever, took your phone and sent those texts. And you didn't even know about it. Isn't that disturbing? Oh, my God.
But that wasn't me.
Was it when, you know when it was, though? I know exactly. You were on stage. You were in rehearsal. Someone snuck into the dancing, to the dressing room at Dancing with the Stars, found your phone and sent those texts. I'm so sorry that happened to you. You must feel so violated.
So there you go. Just, you know, anticipate a possible Rick Perry.
You know who I want in the, who do you want in the primary?
Putting on a Speedo and diving in.
Woo! If you had to cast the primary to be the best for our show, the most effective, for the funniest for our show, who are you casting? Who will you cast?
Well, all of them. Ted Cruz?
Yes, absolutely. I'll go with Ted Cruz. I'll go with Rick Perry.
It's just, who do we want to see humiliated by Trump, I guess.
Yeah, I was just thinking of clips and stuff. You know, will Carrie Lake run for president?
No.
Why? She doesn't want to challenge man, baby?
She wants to be vice president.
Well, I don't know.
She won't run against Trump.
Is Ben Carson, will he ever?
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on, Ben.
No, he's done.
I don't blame
you. I think he's done, yeah.
Do you remember when everybody fucked up in the GOP? There was some kind of debate during the primary in 2016, and they were supposed to walk out when their names were called, but they got the names wrong. And Ben Carson was supposed to go out. He just missed it.
They didn't get the names wrong. He just didn't hear. He missed it.
He spaced out.
Yeah.
That God.
They called his name, and he missed it and stood there. And that's when Trump was behind him, and they called Trump's name, and Trump's like, oh, well, all right, and just walked around him.
Oh, my God, I remember that. You know, Ben, it's like moments like that that fucked it up for you. When they call your name, go on stage, that's all, and then pay attention. Especially, can you imagine, you're about to go on, you got that two-minute warning from the stage manager, and you're in your spot, and you're about to go on stage in front of the live audience, and then you are spacing out when your name is called. Why are you spacing out in that moment? Why aren't you focused up? That's all you got to think about. I'm listening for my cue. That's all you're thinking about, Ben. Jeez. Dumb fucks.
Speaking of cues.
Hey!
Oh, that's a bad one,
Rudy.
Give
it up for Rudy Giuliani, everybody.
Rudy's in the news today.
Oh my God, dude. This is fucking with my atheism. It really, truly is. Thank you, Jesus. I guess.
It was one of the headlines.
The fuck?
This is Newsweek's headline. Rudy Giuliani took Viagra constantly and demanded sex from staffer.
How do you make that funny?
Rudy Giuliani was accused of sexual abuse in a new lawsuit filed by a former employee today.
It's horrible what he did, and I'm laughing at it because it's so fucking insane. I'm not laughing at this victim or anything like that, but jeez.
Noel Dunphy, a former Giuliani associate, filed the lawsuit in New York today. The lawsuit accuses Giuliani, quote, of sexual harassment and assault, wage theft, and other misconduct.
What? Wage theft? I missed that. I didn't know he did wage theft.
Giuliani allegedly hired Dunphy as his director of business development in January 2019. He also allegedly offered to provide her pro bono legal representation.
He's choking on
Viagra. Don't worry, I'll represent you.
He's choking on Viagra.
In a domestic dispute with a former partner.
Okay.
However, she would have to keep her employment, quote, a secret and defer her pay until his divorce proceedings, which were underway at the time, finished, according to the complaint, for some reason.
Whose divorce proceedings?
His.
Rudy's.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I can't, I'm going to hire you, but you got to keep it secret until my divorce is over.
That's a crazy thing to have to
The
what the fuck is up with this guy, man? Rudy. Rudy.
The complaint accuses Giuliani of beginning abuse against Dunphy, quote, almost immediately after she started working for him.
God, how nice! Immediately! Welcome to work. chomp, chomp, chomp on Viagra. What the fuck is this guy even doing?
From the lawsuit, quote, he made clear that satisfying his sexual demands, which came virtually anytime, anywhere, was an absolute requirement of her employment and of his legal representation.
What the fuck? I need my lawyer to blow me 24-7.
Giuliani began requiring Dunphy to work at his home and out of hotel rooms that she would be at his beck and call.
I'm not getting in that hotel room with that fucking rape monster.
He drank morning, noon, and night was frequently intoxicated, and therefore his behavior was always unpredictable. This is quoting the lawsuit.
He's choking on Viagra in the meantime, and he's drunk.
The lawsuit made several graphic allegations against Giuliani, including, quote, he took Viagra constantly, and that Dunphy, quote, worked under the constant threat that Giuliani might demand sex from her at any moment.
Oh, my God. Rudy, listen to this. You're a monster, you fuck. Listen to you. Listen to what is you're doing to people. Hey.
The lawsuit said the work environment became increasingly hostile.
Really? Yes.
And that Giuliani would go, quote, on alcohol-drenched rants, included sexist, racist, and anti-Semitic remarks, which were allegedly recorded.
Oh, sweet Christ.
I can't wait for this trial.
Please.
And we get to hear this.
I want the recordings to hear this shit.
He allegedly pressured her to drink with him before sexually abusing her.
That is unprofessional.
In a statement to Newsweek, Dunphy said she felt compelled to come forward with her allegations following the civil lawsuit of E. Jean Carroll.
Yes, I mean, God, this is a nightmare. I stay away from Rudy Giuliani. That's all I can tell people. Stay away from him. He's a monster.
Dunphy said, in the wake of E. Jean Carroll's courageous decision to stand up to former President Trump, I believe it's my obligation to step forward to show that no man, no matter how powerful or connected, is immune from the law concerning sexual harassment, abuse, and employment discrimination in the workplace.
He's chomping on Viagra. He's at the Four Seasons Lawn and Garden. Whatever the fuck. He's raping. He's farting. What does I even forgot what Rudy Giuliani did before all this shit?
She said she remained working for Giuliani while she waited for her pay, trying to cope as much as she could, but the situation was extremely difficult.
I'm sorry for you. This sounds insane. He wasn't paying you. He was stealing your wages. He's walking around with this fucking boner. I can't imagine. Yes, it was a hostile work environment. Holy shit. It's no one looking out for anyone. If you have friends that work with Giuliani, check in on them. Is he drunk trying to rape you? God. I'm confused. I thought back in the day somebody was investigating him. The New York AG or some fucking person was investigating Rudy for shenanigans. What happened with that? Remember that?
Yeah, there's also a bombshell allegation, section 132 of the lawsuit. He also asked Ms. Dunphy if she knew anyone in need of a pardon, telling her that he was selling pardons for $2 million, which he and President Trump would split.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everybody's going to jail. Everybody's going to jail.
He told Dunphy refer individuals seeking pardons to him as long as they don't go through, quote, the normal channels of the Office of the Pardon Attorney.
Hi, Merrick. Good news. Listen to our podcast. We have all the evidence you need to put these fucks in jail. Holy shit. Selling pardons?
Yeah.
How does that work? Hi, I'm Matt Gaetz. Do you have any pardons for sale? I might need some.
Major breaking news. It says horrifying sexual harassment lawsuit just filed against Rudy also accuses him of selling pardons for $2 million and saying he would split the proceeds
Trump. He's running around with these Viagra pills. He's boned up. He can barely walk. His hair is melting. He's chasing people. He's raping. He's being inappropriate. He's asking for blowjobs. Fuck. God. Just imagine, that is a hostile work environment. Hey, Rudy, what am I getting paid next? Can I jack off? I mean, what?
Gross. These Republican men are vile.
He wanted to
disgusting be... disgusting creatures.
Secretary of State. He wanted to be Secretary of State. He ran for president. Right. He ran for president. His hair is melting. And now we know he's a creepy rape fuck. A creepy little rape fuck. You remember that moment where he's laying back on the bed and that person from the Bruno movie's there? Remember that?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, he's just putting in his, tucking in his shirt. That's normal. Well, is it? I mean, jeez.
Let's see. Also,
he probably gets so close to people. He's probably a close talker. His hair's melting. You can probably see the little the bits of Viagra he's chewing caught in his teeth. He's like, yeah, fuck me.
So the Trumps, in their legal news.
Yeah, what's up with them? Are they still in trouble? Or
well, there was a deadline on Friday.
Woo!
For Trump and others, we'll call them Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, and two other executives.
Oh, okay.
To involved in the tax fraud lawsuit against Trump Org to confirm under oath that they handed over all the necessary documents ahead of the upcoming trial.
Yes.
So on Friday, they had to affirm under oath.
You're not lying.
That they sent everything.
Right.
And I'm sure every single one of them complied.
Is this what happens? They sign the bullshit, and then the next time they show up in court, hey, Eric, what about this document? You didn't turn this one in. What about this one? You didn't turn this one in. What about this one and this one?
Persecution!
God, can Eric doesn't need to be in the room or do... He can just do audio testimony, can he? I mean, we don't need to look at him. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Your Honor, please. If we could turn, if you could put a bag over the monitor when he testified.
In April, the judge ordered the former president and others named in the lawsuit to complete by May 12th the process known as discovery by handing over information and evidence that will be used against them in trial.
Damn. Which trial is this? This is the one about the
$250 million lawsuit from Letitia James against the Trump Organization.
Jeez, guys, you're in so much trouble.
The judge also gave each defendant the deadline of today to submit a compliance affidavit confirming to the court they had complied with their legal obligations to hand over the requested information, which includes every email address, telephone number, or other electronic account used for communications concerning any business of the Trump Organization.
Well, so they're not doing that. Any email address?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they don't have any secret.
Oh, yeah.
Or burner phones.
Right. Do they even know the answer to these questions?
Letitia James's office previously wrote to the judge in late April to ask him to intervene after the Trump crime family. Oh, I added the word crime. Excuse me. After the Trump crime family had failed to hand over emails and other communications as part of the lawsuit, including quote an unexplained drop off in emails for Ivanka Trump between 2014 and 2017. Why was she so short on emails in that time?
Jeez, where? You know, I don't know. It's just the emails, right? Emails. Remember that? Emails. Yeah, Do you remember emails? So now we have emails with this one, but no one cares. What about her emails?
They all had unsecured email accounts that they used for White House business, and nobody seems to give a shit about that. But we still need to look into Hillary.
But the thing is, here's what I don't understand. The prosecutors are saying, we're looking into you for fraud. Give us all your emails related to this case. Why would they help the prosecutor anyway? I mean, if they're against them.
Well, they have to.
No, they're against them, though, right? I mean, why would you help the team against you?
Because you'll go to jail if you don't.
Right.
So there you go. The Trump family, I'm sure there's been no perjury whatsoever today.
Yeah. how many times has Eric Trump, like, FaceTime somebody and they just are like, I'm sorry, I wasn't able to get that. I just couldn't bear it.
Yeah, could we go voice only?
Yeah, can I just...
I can't, you know, I don't want to use my camera.
Right, I don't want to hear you either or see you. I don't want to read what you type. No offense.
Also, congrats Chicago. Brandon Johnson sworn in as the new Chicago mayor.
Yay!
Good luck to him.
Good luck.
In my hometown.
Right. That seems like a tough city to be in charge of for different reasons, right?
Yeah, many reasons.
Yeah, the weather is tough. There's weather. I think there's organized crime there. For a while there's been, and there's corruption. There's, you know, there's good pizza, and there's great theater.
It's another. I just saw another headline about Rudy. Same thing.
Yeah, did you see that Rudy? Like, he wanted somebody to suck his dick.
Blow him all. That's her. Well,
while he was talking to Trump, he said, "I want you to suck my dick while I talk
to Trump.
I mean,
I'm going to pretend it's the president.
Do you think he lied to Trump? He's like, Mr. President, someone.
Never mind. Sorry.
That's the only thing he says is worth the literal shit. It's like it sounds like a super soaker in a bad way, you know.
Oh, look, Margie is out there talking about she's aghast about all these missing whistleblowers, Ryan.
Well, I mean, me too, Margie. If they exist, we should all be concerned. Ask, who's that guy, Comer?
Yeah.
Where are they? Where do you think they are? If you know who they are, say it, and then everybody can know who to find. Then we can find him. I'm convinced if there's someone existing walking around on the planet, you can find them. Right?
Yeah. I guess this is good news and shocking.
Shocker.
In a way.
Yes.
SCOTUS. Shockingly is, allowing, some, climate lawsuits against big oil to go forward.
I love that we're shocked that our Supreme Court gives a flying fuck about the climate and the air that we all fucking breathe.
On the heels of similar decisions last month, SCOTUS today, delivered, quote, another win for climate accountability, rejecting fossil fuel corporations' attempts to quash lawsuits filed by the city of Hoboken, New Jersey, and the state of Delaware. Both suits were filed in 2020. They're taking aim at companies including BP, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, and Shell for fueling the climate emergency. The fossil fuel industry has repeatedly tried to evade accountability by shifting such cases from state to federal court.
How, I mean, for BP, my thing is like, I mean, at what point, I mean, why did they exist? They fucking fucked up that ocean. Well, they still exist, though, because fuck it.
So SCOTUS's decision means that both cases from Hoboken and Delaware will move forward in state courts. I don't know if we have the breakdown
right
here or if there were no dissensions.
Yes.
However, like last month, Justice Samuel Alito, who owns stock in some fossil fuel companies, how is that legal? How is he allowed to own stock in companies like that?
I think, too, also...
What the fuck?
Well, he owns stocks in companies, and also the people that own these companies, Alito, Clarence, whoever else, they're all going on vacation together, and they're all chilling. They're all buddies.
They don't go together.
You don't think
not
so?
Not the SCOTUSes. They hate each other. Alito, who owns stock in some fossil fuel companies, did not participate. Well, at least he did the right thing, unlike Clarence fucking Thomas.
Yeah. Why don't you say something, though?
However, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, did not recuse, and her father spent 3 decades as an attorney for Shell Oil.
Oh, my God. God, I loved it that all these dumbass Q fucks and these maggot radicalized wankers have all these theories about the deep state. Here's the thing. We're doing the show about this is the deep state.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a deep fucking oil state. There you go. Here's that. It's right in front of your fucking face. It's not QAnon, you dumb shits. The storm is coming.
So, yeah, we'll have to keep our eyes on that.
Well, let me ask something. Somebody says, hey, you want to be on SCOTUS? You got to sell your oil stocks, right? I mean, that's the only solution.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? That's a great trade-off. You're a SCOTUS. And if you don't want to sell off your oil stocks, then you cannot be a SCOTUS. You can continue being a rich fuck. How is that persecution? What's wrong with that?
Hilarious.
It really is something else, man. It's like, God.
Oh, look at the time flying, everybody. We will be back Wednesday. We're off tomorrow.
That's right, Pat.
Back Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern.
I mean, you know, just I was just thinking about that Rudy thing. It's like that person that's bringing the suit against him, she said it started immediately on her first day. Day
right
one.
Away, yeah.
Day one. Day fucking one. Into the deep end. He didn't even give somebody a time to unpack their
Welcome
shit.
Welcome to the team. There's your office. I need a blowjob.
Can someone please cut off his Viagra supply? I mean, come on. Just switch the pills out. Do something. That sounds unreasonable. He's drunk? Did I really hear that he's popping Viagra constantly?
And what? Yeah, and drunk morning, noon, and night.
This drunk, old, hard fascist with his face melted, hair dye running down his fucking face. He just can't be satisfied. He's impossible.
Popping Viagra like Tic Tacs.
Yeah, what a horrible, I mean, yeah, that's a bad work environment. I can see how that's rough. He's farting.
Beautiful pictures of New York, too. Just pure spasms of lucidity once in a while, punctuated by a lot of idiocy. The Republican-led Oversight Committee is claiming, of course, without direct evidence, that President Biden's family engaged in elaborate influence peddling schemes. The chair of that committee, Kentucky Congressman James Comer, talked about those allegations in an interview yesterday and ended up admitting they've lost contact with a submarine. Now that's on for Red October joke. With the informant who made the initial claim.
This is Joe Scarborough.
The submarine existed in the movie. That's where that comparison falls apart, Mr. Scarborough.
So this is Scarborough dunking on this idiot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me skip the clips we already played.
Or they're currently missing.
So, comrade, you're telling me you lost another submarine? Come on, you lost an informant. You lost the informant. The guy that you claimed gave you all this information that you built this entire charade on. What, do you in Durham? Like, do you guys have tea parties every weekend to talk about how you can destroy your reputations and your career?
Tea parties?
Tea parties.
Tea parties, oh.
Do you have tea parties every weekend to discuss how you could both destroy your career?
I mean, you know, seriously, this makes me think of Breaking Bad. Do you remember the movie, the show Breaking Bad about the meth people, the guy that
sure,
made the meth,
yeah, yeah,
Brian Cranston, that
amazing
other guy.
Show.
What's his face was in it. Better Call Saul lawyer. You remember at the end of the series, spoiler alert, the shit hits the fan, Cranston has to go into hiding.
Yes.
And Saul's in hiding in the basement of that vacuum repair place,
yes,
because the character Mike doesn't want to lose them.
Right.
So he locks them in the basement.
Right.
He locks them in a basement and he doesn't lose them. That's how you do it. But I don't think the informant ever existed, though. Do you think it existed? There's no informant.
I don't think.
You can,
I mean,
find the whistleblower. Yeah. I will find your whistleblower. I guarantee you. Give me an internet connection. I can walk around it. I can find a whistleblower. I will find Elon Musk, too.
Oh, there's more from Rudy's lawsuit here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Quote, Giuliani would not take no for an answer. He eventually forced her into having sexual intercourse with him. She never consented, but she eventually stopped resisting because it was clear he would not stop pressuring her.
He raped her. That's a fucking description of a rape. How? What the fuck?
God. Oh, God. Here's a tweet or text exchange.
Yeah.
Between Rudy and Dumphy from February 2019. Giuliani says, "Good morning, my love. I tried to call." She says, "Your scotch is with me. I'll bring it for you on Thursday whenever we meet."
Okay.
And then she says, "Let me quickly shower, ... And Rudy responds, "Can I shower with you?"
Oh, my God. It's,
She says, "Need to shower dress before Xfinity and the IT guys come." So I guess that means no.
Yeah. God, it's like he just seems like a guy who, what, at the office? He was doing this at the office?
Dumphy, who's in her 40s, alleges Giuliani repeatedly referred to her as his daughter. "I need time alone with my girlfriend, with my daughter, with my little girl," he allegedly said.
God, let me tell you. How are we getting more creepy headlines? I thought, you know, I really thought that the Lawn Garden Four Seasons thing would be the pinnacle of the insanity.
Oh, come on.
I did, though. That was crazy. That was absolutely crazy. But this guy's a nightmare. I mean, he raped her.
Yes.
She said that.
I'm not laughing at him.
She pushed it. She tried to stop it, but didn't because she couldn't. I mean, that is. What were they? What was his work? What was his office at this point? Like, what did he do? His job at this point, he had a.
Who, Rudy?
Rudy, what was he doing?
He was Trump's lawyer at that point, running around.
What lawyering was he doing? He's running around.
He's got to go to Ukraine and try to get them to find some stuff about Hunter.
Has my quote-unquote daughter showered? What a monster. God, it's like, can't the world protect people from that gassy fuck? Is there anything we can do? He's a madman. He's a monster.
Yeah, but there's not anymore. He's got no influence now.
No, he's like.
Now we get to reap the fun of watching him go down.
I mean, he's sure. And I guess, you know, trying to make people blow him while he's talking to the former president, that's, you know.
Yeah.
But are you telling me he was selling pardons with Trump?
That's in this lawsuit, allegedly.
These guys won't leave $1 on the fucking table. I mean, $1 million? What was the cut? Who would they not pardon for $1 million? I guess no one. There would be an adjusted price.
And splitting it.
But they, you know what they use is like a... Is there an event to sell these pardons? Didn't Trump pardon Kyle Rittenhouse?
No.
He did not.
He was acquitted.
Oh, that's right.
He didn't have
to
pardon.
Oh, that's right. That's... Never mind. Hey, that's fucked up. He wasn't even guilty. He wasn't found guilty of shooting someone? Not at all, right? I forgot about that. Sorry! I forgot. In America, murder's not illegal anymore. Sorry. That's my fault. My fault.
Okay, so let's play a game. Ryan.
Okay.
I'm going to read two social media posts. both Mother's Day posts. One is from Barack Obama, and the other is from Trump. And I'm going to read them, and we'll see if you can discern which posting is from which person.
Okay.
Leave the names blank.
Okay, thank you.
Here's the first one. Happy Mother's Day! Exclamation point. I hope you take a moment to appreciate all the moms and mother figures in your life. and be there for people who may be missing theirs. To his wife, thanks for being such an amazing mom to our children. You set an incredible example for all of us.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to say that I have two choices in my head. I'm going to say this is Joe Biden. This is our president, correct?
Obama.
Okay. That was the other one.
It was between Obama and Trump.
Yeah, I know. And the other was Trump, right?
I haven't read Trump's
yet.
Is that your final answer? That was Obama?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to hear the other one first and make sure?
Wait, let me make sure I know.
Here's the other one. Happy Mother's Day to all, in particular, the mothers, wives, and lovers of the radical left fascists, Marxists, and communists.
Slow down. Okay, start over, please. God, you're blowing through this shit. Do it in the voice. Do that fucking voice. Come on. This is a good one.
Well, we were playing a game. I didn't
do it. I know. That. Okay. Okay.
But now we know. Now I think it's pretty clear. Oh, my God.
I got to sit down for
Mother's Day.
Reread it.
Happy Mother's Day to all caps.
Oh, good.
In particular, the mothers, wives, and lovers of the radical left fascists, Marxists, and communists who are doing everything within their power to destroy and obliterate our once great country.
Quit obliterating us, Michelle Obama.
Do you think Melania's reading this? And she's like, oh, these are so sweet.
The lovers and the mothers of these leftists are just cornholing this country right and left.
I have tear in my eyes. So sweet. Such a sweet message on Mother's Day.
No, you don't. Adjust your lithium. That's not tears.
Please make these complete lunatics and maniacs kinder, gentler, softer, and more importantly, smarter, so that we can quickly, all caps, make America great again.
Happy fucking Mother's
Happy
Day,
Mother's bitches. Day to the wives and lovers.
Oh, what other God. Republicans can beat that? Let me tell you something. We got to come out. Here's the hope for this. The primaries is going to be Donald Trump, and it's just going to be we liberals have to come out and vote blue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we have to enjoy the hell out of the primary, though.
Oh,
but.
My God. I looked at the time. You could read that again. It's only 5:42.
Well, I was gonna go to his truths anyway, so I'm sure I'll run across it.
Getting so pissed off because you're reading that, and I was like, I know it's 5:57. This sucks, and it's not good.
Unsurprisingly, I believe he's already tweeted or truthed a statement about Durham.
Is there a coffee table book where we can see like his like tweets about Christmas and like National Jewish
just inspirational
Remembrance Day and all that.
All the haters, especially all the haters.
Remember when he tweeted about the Holocaust remembrance was fucked up too? The tweet he put about that.
Got something. Yeah,
it was bad. I mean, it's just he can't do. He's not. The lovers and wives of love.
Meanwhile, you know they he canceled his. His hay rally, I think.
Oh, what the fuck? He loves those.
Because it was a tornado watch.
No.
But it ended up like not raining or something. But others are claiming that it was because nobody was showing up.
Right.
And that he conveniently.
Well, he doesn't like to do events when it's raining because remember when he went to D-Day as president, he didn't go visit some memorial because it was raining, but it wasn't raining, but it was.
Tornado watch in Iowa. For safety of our great patriots, we've been asked to delay or cancel today's sold out rally. I am near the Palm Beach Airport, ready to go, but we are on hold because of the very bad weather in Iowa. Please seek shelter and safe haven.
You know, I just learned something about promoting there. This is brilliant. When you have to cancel an event, when I've ever had to cancel events, like, you know, I explain what happened truthfully. But what you really should do is, like, just remind everybody that the event was sold out. Let's see the ticket sales. Can we see the sold out sales?
Well, a lot of times, liberal trolls go online and reserve all the seats.
Oh, that's right. That happened. A friend of mine did that here.
I don't know. For some reason, the great Lou Dobbs is doing really well with his podcast. With his podcast, I'm not surprised. A great patriot. That's it.
You know, if I was doing a movie of this era, I would say let's combine Lou Dobbs' character with John Voight and make him one big fat pile of white man meat.
Our great president.
I don't understand why he doesn't have a broadcast job, John Voight. He's good.
My new book, Letters to Trump, has made multiple best-selling lists. Have you seen what Oprah, President Nixon, Princess Diana, and Alec Baldwin wrote to me? Never-before-seen correspondence. Get yours today. Remember, they're $99.
Oprah Winfrey wrote him a letter.
He was probably on her show, and she wrote a thank you letter or something. That's all these letters are. Most of them are like, hey, thank you for your showing up. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for...
Well, wait a second. I'm disappointed. I just paid $100, and I don't get anything written by Trump. Really? I mean, there's no comments on the letters.
Well, just probably an opening.
Did he write it? Did he write the opening even?
And then yesterday, here's a happy Mother's Day to all, in particular the mothers, wives, and lovers of the radical left fascists, Marxists, and communists who are doing everything within their power to destroy and obliterate our once great country. Please make these complete lunatics and maniacs kinder, gentler, softer, and most importantly, smarter, so that we can quickly make America great again. That's his Mother's Day.
Let me tell you something. If you're auditioning for something and you got that as your side to read, that's a gift, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Oh, I would love that.
Then he truthed, Ron DeSanctimonious and his poll numbers are dropping like a rack. I would also be inclined to say these are record falls. The question is Rob just Rob DeSanctimonious?
Yeah.
It's Ron, but he's calling him Rob now.
Why is he calling him Rob?
I don't know. Is Rob just young, inexperienced, and naive? Or, more troubling, is he a fool who has no idea what he is doing? We already have one of those in office. We don't need another one. MAGA.
See, Rick Perry, can you bring it? Can Rick Perry vanquish Man Baby?
No, fuck no.
You're not even thinking about it seriously. He's now John Sununu or Sununu. Who is Sununu? Jim Sununu?
Something Sununu.
Well, Jimmy Sununu. Jimmy Sununu is challenging Trump. Who else? Nikki Haley? That guy from New Hampshire? Whoever the fuck that is? Who's the New Hampshire guy that's...
Oh, there's a holster being on ads on Truth Social. This holster works with 99.9% of single semi-automatic pistols on the planet.
Where's the squirting? Rob, Governor Rob Sanctimonious.
23 hours ago, unless the Republicans get everything they're asking for in terms of cost cutting, in particular, all of the trillions of dollars of inflation causing waste that has stupidly been approved over the last 2 years, much of it for the Green New Deal con job, they will have no choice but to let the Biden administration default on U.S. debt. Better now than later, especially with $32 trillion of debt out there. When I was president, the Dems would cavalierly say they don't care about default.
That is such an old word. Cavalier. So when someone's being cavalier, that is from an era gone by, right? That's cavalierly, just being so cavalier about the whole sitch. You cavalier liberals, you. How dare you be so cavalier with...
It's really amazing to watch the head of CNN get absolutely lambasted for asking me to do a so-called town hall. In all fairness, nobody had any problems with what he wanted to do until after the show started, when they quickly realized that Ms. Collins was not exactly Barbara Walters, or even close. that's when the trouble from the radical left started. That's not true. The instant that CNN announced they were having a town hall with him, everybody pounced on him.
Absolutely.
On CNN, I mean.
Yes, and they were in touch with your people, Donald, and you probably knew, and you probably told your people, nobody's booing her, I'm not going.
That's when the trouble from the radical left started. Neurotic little AOC with the bad-looking boyfriend went crazy.
Wait, what's your boyfriend?
Quote, he owns CNN. He's in their head, they screamed. CNN, take the great ratings. Which they weren't, we found out.
There are no great ratings to take.
Right.
The only thing that happened is you turned it into Fascist Fest.
Then he retruthed a poll from Kentucky showing a 54-point lead for the nomination over DeSantis.
Wow. Okay.
Number one, Trump, 70%. DeSantis, 14%. Mike Pence, 4%.
They nearly took his head off. He's got no love from this party.
Nikki Haley, 3.
Oh, my God, Nikki. Congratulations.
Ramaswamy, 3. Chris Christie, 2%. Tim Scott, 1%. Jim Sununu or Bill or Bob Sununu, whichever fucking Sununu.
Little Jimmy Sununu.
0.4%.
Wait, where's...
And Asa Hutchinson. Asa Hutchinson, 0.4%.
Wait. Sununu.
That's more humiliating than saying like under 1%.
Sununu is from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
If you're in charge, what is he there? I don't even know what he is there.
Governor.
Okay. Nobody lives there. There's like seven
That's
people.
That's not true, but...
How many people live there? No one.
A few.
No one lives there.
A bunch of white people.
Right. And he wants to be president. You don't have anybody. If you carry your state, it won't matter, right? Well, in the electoral
Which he won't.
Map.
But yeah, even in the polls, he's the because Trump crowed about that.
Dude.
That Sununu wasn't
loser.
Even.
Loser.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, listen to me. You're going to lose. You can't even carry your own shitty fucking state. There's seven people there. Nobody even knows your governor.
Just watching Fox News, they are so bad, 3-0s. Just like the globalist Wall Street Journal and the now way down New York Post, they are desperately pushing DeSanctimonious, who regardless is dropping like a rack. He even is down 20 points in Florida, which was third worst in COVID, and where I got 1.2 more million more votes than he did. Rhino Mark Thiessen is a Bush flunky. Is constantly pushing, is on Fox, pushing DeSantis, giving bad info. Even said, I, quote, lost Iowa last time around. I went big. He sucks. And so does Fox News.
I mean, this guy, this Donald Trump doesn't have a staff. Well, he does have a staff, right? Of course.
Sure.
But a lot of this stuff, he's just creating. Like for Ben Carson to generate this much content, what kind of roundtable does he have to have?
Oh, Ben's not generating.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, this guy's a machine of fascism.
Page two? Fox News is way down in the ratings after firing Tucker Carlson and refusing to fight against a very corrupt and rigged 2020 presidential election, which just cost them plenty of money, prestige, and ratings.
Okay.
Caps is in ratings, by the way. Money and prestige, not ratings.
That's all he gives a shit about.
They are a far cry from what they used to be. Fox News has become the DeSanctimonious network.
Right.
But it will never work because he doesn't have the goods. Without my endorsement, he was a dead man walking. Even with Fox, he's already pretty close to that again.
No, I mean, he's just dealing. This motherfucker, that little fat fuck is just filling his diaper and he's just dealing. He's dealing.
Another poll, a national poll.
Yes.
2024 National Republican Primary. Trump, 55%.
Oh.
DeSantis, 18%.
Ooh. That's not good, right?
Pence, 6%.
Oh, good job, Mike. He was at 4 at the other.
Trump is, by the way, in the same poll, Trump is up 58%, I mean.
Ooh.
DeSantis is down 6%.
God, DeSantis, you're down. You have to, if I'm Rob DeSanctimonious, you know what I'm doing first? Firing everyone. I am firing my staff and I'm hiring new people.
He's got to find a personality transplant. Trump's right about
that.
Yeah,
he is.
Pence 6%, Haley 4%, Ramaswamy 4%, Tim Scott 2%, Hutchinson 1%, Elder?
Larry Elder? Larry Elder? No. I'm getting Larry Elder is a comic. Elder? We don't know who this person is.
Oh, Larry Elder is running for president. American commentator, right-wing political commentator, and conservative talk radio host, Larry Elder. He hosts the Larry Elder Show based in California.
Why do you want to quit that and be president? You're not going to win. Congratulations. You're going to fucking lose. Right?
Christie, 0%.
Oh!
Sununu, 0%.
Ah, Sununu. Little Jimmy Sununu. How's Iowa treating? No, he's not from Iowa. He's from New Hampshire. I bet there's people in New Hampshire that don't know he's their governor.
Wow, after extensive research, Special Counsel John Durham concludes the FBI never should have launched the Trump-Russia probe. In other words, the American public was scammed, just as it's being scammed right now by those who don't want to see the greatness for America.
God, you know, the thing is, I'm going to venture out there tonight, and someone out there will say, well, did you see what they said? The Durham report came out, and they said they never should have investigated the Russia-Trump connection. That's what people are going to think, because he said that.
Then he retruthed a bunch of lunatics talking about how corrupt the FBI is. It's been proven.
Does it bother Trump that his good friend Rudy had to have someone blow him while Rudy was talking to him on the phone? It wasn't just enough to talk to Trump one-on-one. He had to have someone sucking his dick at the same time. That's sad.
One more quick one before we get out of here. The Durham report spells out in great detail the Democratic hoax that was perpetrated upon me and the American people. This is the 2020 presidential election fraud. Just like stuffing the ballot boxes, only more so. This totally illegal act had a huge impact on the election. With an honest media, we are looking at the crime of the century. And then 19 minutes ago, all caps, the crime of the century. 17 minutes ago, one word, treason, all caps, 3 exclamation point.
To all the mothers and wives and sisters of the leftists, go fuck yourself. Happy Mother's Day, motherfuckers.
You gotta go. Thanks for joining. Back Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He is at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a good day. A couple of days, everybody. We'll be back soon. Bye-bye.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.